Hey, everybody. I want to tell you about my friends at Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri, located at 1624 Clarkson Road. You can come by and visit them anytime during the week. They do live music, usually Thursday through Saturday, some Tuesdays, some Wednesdays also. But yeah, full listing of events at nakedvine.net. You can follow along with their music calendar. They'll have full list of all their whiskeys and wines and different drinks out there, some craft beers as well. Naked Vine is now hosting the Rock Paper Podcast Storytelling Show every second Tuesday of the month out there. Also, June 12th, I'll have Joe Bazzelli, Seth Brand, and Tyler Lewis out there for an intimate, seated listening room experience type of show. So please come on out and check that out. You can find everything at nakedvine.net. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And come on out for have a good time. Thanks, everyone.
Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
All right, this is Lucid, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome back to the show, Lucid. Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm glad to be back here. Since we last spoke, you moved, man. You got a new home, new pad here.
Yeah, so, we sky high here, 18th floor.
Yeah.
Got the city view.
Yeah, coming to you from top of the arch.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
I was wondering though, like when I was coming over here, I mean, this is like a, you know, very different layout than what you had previously, but is like, is that influenced what you're doing at all?
I think so. I really think that the tall ceiling is just, it's just grown my brain space.
Yeah,
you know, it's just, you're not blocked by this short ceiling. You got that tall ceiling, and it's just, I don't know, it's much more breathing room. So I definitely, it just looks really cool. It's definitely got that old school, it's got old, like, rustic look. I mean,
yeah,
just being up in the sky, this old building, it's cool.
For sure,
I like it a lot.
So. What are the neighbors into it? Are the one that you want?
I've had quite a few sound complaints, but you know, you know, it just you know, testing where my water's at. You know, I'm kind of feeling out. I turned down my sub a little bit, so I've been getting better at it. Yeah. They haven't said anything lately.
Right.
They definitely I thought I was good, and then I brought out this Reactive Razor, you know, that I use in my computer or whatever, and for 5 minutes into that, you know, I got the knock on the door. I was like, all right, well, maybe I got to turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So, it was good.
Yeah, I just got to invite him to the party next time.
I know, that's honestly, and it's funny, because they said the security guard, they say that they know that I'm working on music, they just don't know if I realize how loud I'm being. I'm sure it's shaking the building, and I'm just not even aware of it.
Yeah. But. Yeah, man. Yeah, we're here. We got a brand new EP just released a little bit ago, available everywhere now, digitally and stuff. So you can head over. Well, we got the Spotify and all that stuff. iTunes,
yeah.
Right?
Yep, iTunes, Spotify. It's on my website, lucidalia.com. That's where you can download it probably the fastest and,
yeah, and that's
highest quality.
Vaporwave.
Vaporwave, yep.
Yeah.
So that's kind of more the 80s retro, you know, like Into the Grid, Matrix vibe, retro songs, and it's just kind of like a three-hit, you know, quick little EP to kind of get the idea out there. So
I like the artwork too on the front of the front start and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it's just goofy. I love. I don't know. It's me and my buddy Alex. You know, he did all the video work for that, which is just amazing. So I was very excited about, you know, the video. We're going to be using that in some live videos here pretty soon for my visuals and stuff. Kind of little one hit, you know, these little video loops that are different themes of, you know, kind of the music that I make. But yeah, the artwork is just, it's just super goofy. And you know, of course, we got me out in front of a green screen, you know, riding this vaporwave and in the 80 degree sun on the, you know, this green screen on the side of my car. You know, we were filming this video. It's just, you know, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was fun. The video turned out great with it.
Is that online or is that just
for you? Yeah, the video, it's all on, if you go to lucidalia.com/vaporwave, it's got the video on there. It's got, you know, it's got all the download links and you can buy everything there. But The video's cool, yeah. Definitely worth checking out.
Now, like, where does all that start though? Like, how do you, you know, when you're putting together a project like Vaporwave and stuff, like, does that start with like a drum beat, or I mean, do you have a certain way that you work with all that stuff? I mean,
honestly, it's just kind of like, you know, I guess I get inspired during the day of something that I really, you know, I'm usually thinking about a lot of different ideas at work, you know, where I work on my day job, and then, you know, I'll rush home and I'll have this idea of a theme that I'm going for, like this retro vibe. And usually, I mean, if it's something like that, I'll definitely start off with some kind of, you know, I'll make a drum kit and try to get some kind of, you know, vibe going with that, or, you know, these little synthesizers, like analog synth is really good for that, you know, like anything. I mean, I got these, you know, simulated analog synths on my computer, so mm-hmm. usually you get like an arpeggiator going on that, and then you could start, I mean, anything arpeggiated analog is kind of sounding retro already, so it's kind of fun just toying with that and seeing where. I really like recording, you know, getting a sound generator and generating noise over a recorded period of time, and then, you know, sampling. I'll take some of that recorded sound and then find a little section of it that I thought that was really cool, and then just cut that section out and then use that as like the main lick, you know, and then start and then build from there, because that's really, but really just starting off a track, it's definitely a lot of noise, creating a lot of like sound generators and seeing where you can, you know, search for the song in the haze of noise. You know, there's mm-hmm. you just gotta search for it.
Yeah. So, your live show, you perform all this a lot. You know, you have many instruments and along with your computer and stuff. But like, when you're creating the stuff, I mean, do you bring a lot of the guitar into there at all? Or
so, like, I mean, I guess
it
just
on the project.
It just depends on the theme of the song I'm going for. I mean, I make tons of different genres all over the time. So, I mean, if it's more of that's like electronic, you know, like sometimes I'll get, you know, I'll have like, you know, this idea that it needs like this guitar part in it, or, you know, mm-hmm. something heavily affected, or like a bass line and certain things. But if it's more like the more electronic songs, like if I'm trying to have it hitting hard in like the club scene,
yeah.
I mean, it's not, there's not as much. I mean, the didgeridoo is always a good one to throw in over top of some, you know, heavy banger tune. Like, I mean, it's always gonna sound really good, and people just love that stuff.
Right.
I mean, they hear it live and they just go nuts. So every time.
Yeah.
So they really love that.
Well, so like you're saying, Vaporwave sort of your more kind of old school kind of vibe in there and stuff. There's a lot of different sounds going on, and you wanted to share Vaporwave, which is the title track. Like you're saying, so
we're gonna play Vaporwave for you guys.
Give you a little clip of what's going on with that, and again, grab all that at lucidalia.com or Spotify and things. So. But you said you're already thinking, I mean, this just came out, but you're already thinking of the next project. You're already thinking of the second project after that, you know, your brain's constantly running, so.
it's way ahead of itself right now, but yeah, so the next thing coming out is Hustler, which is originally that was supposed to come out a little while ago, but I decided that I needed to add, you know, I the idea grew into something bigger, so I needed to hold that, put that in the back burner and try to really add some more, you know, depth to it that I wanted to add. Like I wanted to, you know, add this comic story to it. It's going to be a story about a diamond heist. So it's going to be the people starring in the diamond heist is just all my different personalities, like the Chaka Chow character. You know, he's like the vaporwave futuristic character. And then, you know, Lucidoro is kind of like the mystery Spanish man. And then there's like, and then there's Lucid, which is, you know, my regular like kind of future tech, you know, the future tech kind of personality with like the more electronic side to it. And so, you know, it's just kind of these different characters. I'm trying to make a comic scene of it to kind of add more depth to the album and get people, you know, kind of a longer story.
Yeah.
And some more, something more to chew on.
Sure. And who's somebody? Are you writing all that story, or are you working with somebody?
I have it laid out as in my tracks right now. I have four tracks. I'm on the fifth one right now, but I have these tracks laid out, and they're gonna kind of go along with, you know, not kind of. They are gonna go along with, you know, the story that's going to be written out. But I'm definitely figuring out. I mean, I'm all about. I try to write the story anyways with the music, so I'm just going to be writing, you know, try to fill in the gaps with, you know, these little, it's not going to be, you know, it's just going to be like little details here and there of, you know, what's going on in the situation or song, you know, as it flows through. So,
is that something you're actually wanting to print and?
Yeah, I think that I was actually talking to Stacey Pants and, you know, She's definitely down for the idea, so I think we're going to be working together. She's going to be drawing up some characters that I want, you know, that are, you know, it's basically just all my different, you know, multiple personalities that, you know, these different styles of music each that I, you know, I do all kinds of different kinds of music. So I'm going to split them off into these different, they're all going to be on this team. They're basically in a bank heist.
Right.
You know, and so it's going to be kind of a cool story of just, you know, all these different, this bank robbing team that just comes together and has these kind of, it's more of these gangster, like these gangster beats. I mean, really, it's more of my deeper, you know, it's more harder hitting songs. And, you know, I think that it'll be, and then also with, you know, I got in between the hard hitting songs, I got these like jazz breaks. That's like the elevator heist, you know, like that song, that's like the intro song. And that's kind of like the, you know, it gets you in the mood, the sneaky vibe of, you know, you're out to go do some damage to the bank.
Yeah.
So. Thank you.
So I guess on Hustler, all three will be, I mean, you're going to have all three represented, I guess, since they're all three in the in the comic.
Yeah, there, definitely, so. The personalities are going to be more or less introduced in that point as like a proper introduction rather than like, you know, these different acts that I've, you know, performed like a style of set, you know, like it's, you'll actually be able to get to like some, like a backstory on each
You know,
character. So,
have comics been a big part of your life or?
You know, actually not really at all. No, I never really read comic books. You know, it's kind of funny. I'm not really into superhero.
Yeah.
I'm not really into that kind of stuff, but I think that I like the art involved with it and the style, that goes with it. And so I thought that, you know, I just had this idea that it would work really well with the theme of this album, you know, like as in being mischievous and, you know, there's this little team that has this backstory, and it would just be, I thought it worked well as a comic, so.
Definitely, man. Yeah, it sounds cool. I'm not, you know, I'm like you, I'm not really in that world, but I love the movies. Like, you know, I like the, you know, Avengers and Iron Man, all the stuff, whatever. I'll go to see all those, and, but like, I never got into that world of reading comics, and, but I do, like I said, I'm just a fan of the art and stuff. I think it's really neat what they do, and like, but I think that could be fun, man. Like, especially like if it's something you could even, you know, if you can get to the point where you print them and you can sell them at shows.
Exactly, yeah. Like, that's what we were kind of wanted to work towards, where it could be, you know, kind of like a collector's thing, where it's like you can, you know, you gain the story. The story continues, you know, as it's going. Like, you know, as the albums continue, they, you know, bleed into the next one as of where what's happening with what's going on, you know, and where they're at now in this album or setting. Because I mean, I'm going all over the place with these. I mean, this, you know, the album after Hustler as well, you know.
Yeah, is so Hustler. You're hoping for summer or something? Are you, what were we saying?
Yeah, we're like shooting. I'm shooting for summer. Like I said, I got like 5 tracks done. I mean, I'm on the 5th one right now, and you know, I'm not sure where, how many, or it's going to end up being, but I'm going to try to get that out by, I'm going to say, late summer, at the latest, because that I definitely, you know, maybe even midsummer. That's what I'm kind of shooting for.
Yeah,
and hopefully get that out the door before fall, definitely, because I'm shooting, that's when I'm shooting for my next one, which is The City of Dunes, and that's going to be a whole new album that's like, it's going to be transferring from the Diamond Heist, and the gang is now, you know, traveling over to search for the City of Dunes, because there's the Supreme Dunes there, that is the ultimate treasure, so they're searching. They've now quit the diamond business because they got hijacked of all their goods, and now they got nothing left to do but to search for the City of Dunes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you do have Hustler merchandise already ready to go. If you want to head over to Lucidale, you can also grab a Hustler shirt and stuff. So.
Got some joggers there too, and then I think I might have one zip-up hoodie left there. They're pretty, really nice material stuff, so I make it all myself.
Yeah, man, I think that's awesome, man. I love...
Pedro Valesco did the art on it, and so and I printed them, and it looks amazing, so...
Very cool.
I really love it.
Yeah. But yeah, City of Dunes, right, you said?
Yep, City of Dunes is after Hustler.
Coming soon. But I love that your brain's like always working like that, man. Like that you're always thinking of a couple steps ahead and like and
try to keep it on the fly always. I can't let the water get stale.
For sure. But it's also interesting is like we did one of these maybe a year, close to a year and a half ago now almost. At the time, like, you know, you were talking about the different characters, you know, obviously you have your Chad Kachow and all that stuff you were talking about trying to put them all together on like maybe the same show and stuff, and like it's just kind of funny to hear the ideas that we where you were and now where you're at, like yeah. how that
and
gets
how
still
continuing.
Yeah, how, yeah. So
they don't stop.
Yeah, man. But I love it though. Like I said, it's great.
Yeah.
Is there? You think that's it for the as far as characters? You think you're
I mean,
three's
a, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We'll see as yeah. as life goes on, they progress and it may split off into something else
right.
soon here.
yeah.
You know, it's at this point, it's who knows. I mean, at that point, I think that right now that's a pretty solid idea of what I really like. Like Lucidoro is kind of more, I'd say it's kind of more my more of my style, right? It's more of my focal point right now because I really love playing Spanish guitar style music, flamenco. You know, I really enjoy it. I mean, it's summer.
Sure.
So it's Chaka Chow is more winter. Lucidoro is more like spring, summer. Lucid's more like into the fall. I mean, Lucid's kind of all the time, but I mean, it's... I definitely think that the Lucidoro is more focused in the spring, summer time.
Yeah.
It's kind of more of the style, so...
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's some of my favorite music to play, so...
Right.
That's what I...
You think Hustler, you were saying like all these three, you might have a little elements of all three on their record. Do you think you would ever put out like a full album of Spanish guitar stuff like that? And like,
I think that the City of Dunes is going to be the closest because it's going to be more focused on all my instrumentation and more mm-hmm. live looping because of that. It's going to be more, I'm going to be trying to make the songs more from scratch and it's going to be more simple. And more to the point, but it's gonna have a lot. It's gonna have vocals. It's gonna have, you know, all my instruments kind of displayed in it. More didgeridoo. You know, I feel like, you know, I kind of trailed off with a lot of these. You know, it's kind of hard competing in the scene right now when you're in the middle of, you know, this electronic DJ music, and then, you know, also in the other scene of these, you know, this more live instrumentation. But, you know, everyone's eating up all this, you know, club music that needs to hit hard and, you know, do all that. So, you know, I gotta keep, you know, juggling which ones I gotta continue to put in my energy into to, you know, keep things afloat. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think that, you know, getting Vaporwave and Hustler, that's more my electronic style tracks.
Right.
So I got like a good library of that. And then now after that, I'm going to focus on more of, you know, the more acid vibes
yeah.
of, you know, in the Wild West and stuff like that. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, that sounds fun, man. I love that, like that movie, like Django Unchained.
Yeah,
and
like
stuff.
Django, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, all that so Spanish influence, or, you know, like Western influenced music that they put on that soundtrack was like awesome, man.
I love it. It's all my favorite. I mean, yeah. I love it. Like one of my favorite songs is it's the Narcos theme song. It's called Tuyo, and it's like a Spanish song, and it's like a minute and 50 seconds, and it's just straight to the point. It's just so good. I love it.
You said vocals, you know, kind of going into the future and stuff. Is that just going to be you, or would you ever consider collaborating?
Yeah, I mean, I have my most recent collab with vocals. It was with my buddy Phil and Tyler Baxley, and it was called Atomic Satisfaction. That was released on April 19th, and that's on a Spotify.
All right, nice.
And then, yeah, we really enjoyed doing that song. I mean, we made the song like last July is when we actually made the song. We made it in like a day, and then it... You know, it took a little while to, you know, get it edited, and I really sat on it for a while, and finally I pushed through on April let's just get it out there, and we put it out there, and you know, I really love that song. It's awesome. So it was a good collaboration.
Does that often happen for you, like where you kind of have to revisit it, you have to sit for a while?
You know, a ton of my songs, like I have so many terabytes of music that I just kind of gave up on. Even songs that I've worked, you know, 30 hours on, I just like, you know, I didn't like it anymore yeah. one day. But they're still there. So sometimes I'll take out these licks. Like I remember like a little like sound that was in one song, and maybe you know, I didn't like the rest of the song, but I just like this certain lick about it. So I'll take that lick out of that song and then, you know, start making something new, mm-hmm. a new song from that. I've done that a couple times.
Sure.
But I definitely like keeping them and going back because it's literally like, there's just so many of them that I forget what they are. And it's just like hearing something brand new every time. It's like, I don't even know what this is.
Well, I've heard that a lot though, like from different guys, you know, even, you know, whatever it is, like it's even having a guitar lick or whatever it might be, but like they have these ideas and for songs, and then like they, so I've heard some of them, like if it doesn't happen instantaneous kind of thing, like if it doesn't, yeah. if you're not
on it like 100% like right away, it's kind of hard to,
yeah, it's hard to revisit and come back to it.
It's hard to revisit, yeah.
So yeah, it just I, but also like in the same sense, like I've heard of you know, comedians and different people like too, like where they've got like notebooks full of ideas that they, you know, premises that they wrote for stuff, and then like, and then sometimes they can go back and revisit because there's something funny about it, they just haven't figured it out how to make it click, you know, everything, mm-hmm. like, so sometimes like after enough experience, you know, you kind of come back and you can look at like, oh yeah, now, you know, now I can figure out how to make this work. And I think that could sometimes apply, but
it definitely, music, so. Yeah, like it just definitely depends. It's definitely happened on some of my tracks where I realized like, okay, I know exactly what to do, yeah. now, because sometimes you're way ahead of yourself,
right?
You know, it's like you put something down and then you're like, you get it, and then all of a sudden boom, it's just gone. Like you just at a dead stop. And it's like,
and imagine with your music too, also the technology is always changing, so
yeah, like, I mean, like it's like
sometimes a new toy comes out and you're like, that's it, that's what you needed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like I'm always distraught with, because you know, everybody is all about production game right now, and so it's like I gotta spend so much time, you know, I'm over here producing this track really heavily, you know, there's like tons of different parameters and all the stuff that I'm putting into it to try to make it, you know, the cleanest sounding, you know, wildest, you know, sound design that you can imagine, because that's what everyone's doing nowadays. But then also, you know, that takes a lot of time, is to learn all those skills to become a really good sound designer. But then also I'm trying to, you know, balance that between actually practicing my songs like live, mm-hmm. you know, like actually playing my instruments and, you know, running through guitar, you know, piano, bass, like on a daily basis, just a little bit each, so you can, you know, keep fresh on, you know, my finger, you know, muscle memory and all that stuff. I mean, there's just like a balance between production grind and then the, you know, live playing grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like, there's like a lot. There's like, that's a huge difference, because sometimes I'll just take a whole week off of, you know, I'll just stop making music completely, which is really, I really hate doing that, because that's really what I love doing. I mean, I just love making weird, but then I'll have to take a week off and go straight to just practice. Just run through songs and make sure, because, you know, when I'm doing my live setup, like with Lucidoro and, you know, Lucid sets, like, you know, if I'm paying like Paper Friends, like I'm playing the guitar, you know, I'm looping the guitar while, you know, I got two different voices. I got this like transistor radio voice, and then immediately it flips to this low voice, which is my rap voice, while I'm still playing the guitar. And I got these foot pedals that I'm clicking at the same time. So it's like, I got to remember what foot pedals I'm clicking while, you know, I'm switching my voice at the same time while I'm, you know, looping the guitar. I mean, it's just like, I got to keep up on that, because I forget it. You know, there's like a tons of, you know, I got this pedal board that's linked up all through my Ableton. And I can, speaking of, I got my new Lucidator 9000 is what I call it. It's my it's my new setup. You know, it's got, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, that's the full Lucid setup right now. I mean, it's much better than what it was. It's much more compact. But I mean, I got my foot pedals, my FCB 101 that's connected to Ableton. I'm running all through like Apollo interface, and I'm running my guitar, my bass, didgeridoo, vocals. They all got live looping on them, so I can like pedal, you know, loop each different instrument whenever I want, as well as like affect those in the different parameters, each individual one. And then I could even resample, you know, things that I recorded. I could resample like a vocal part, and I could drag that over, you know, into Traktor, because I'm running Traktor at the same time, which is a a DJ software that I'm using for my turntables for scratching.
Right.
So I can even like record a vocal part and then record that in the Ableton and then drag that over into Traktor and then scratch my own, you know, voice live.
Right.
Which is wild.
That's,
you know,
crazy,
like,
man.
It's so cool that they can, like, they came up with, you know, that's where technology's at, is where you can just like drag and drop.
Sure.
Audio files, cross platforms, and they just work perfectly. So
yeah, man, that's wild.
Yeah, it's cool.
That what's the setup like when you go, say you show up to a gig and you like you're saying you've got all this gear, how long does that take you from load in and stuff?
Usually my best friend Chris is right there and usually he's attempting to help me. But usually it's about an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would say at least an hour.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a lot of stuff. It's just kind of hard because it's just like there's a lot of like plugs that are just very specific and everything's really specific on where it goes. And it's kind of hard to have anybody else do it besides me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
is that, and when, like, as far as like a sound guy come, you know, like, is that like, is that difficult for you, him to mic you and
stuff?
Well,
I actually do it all myself.
Yeah.
So I run all my own sound and everything too.
You just plug into the PA?
I just plug two XLRs into the PA and I got my in-ear monitors.
Right.
And they don't even do anything.
Nice.
Yeah, so I make their life really easy because I felt like every time I'd show up to a gig, the sound guy would just look at me and they just sigh and they'd have to go have a cigarette before they start.
Yeah.
I felt bad about it, so I was like, yeah, I know, it's a bunch of shit, so I probably just need to do this myself and not let them worry about it. Now they're just so happy because they used to have me, you know, like they used to have to deal with that, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, hey, you don't need to do that anymore.
Sure.
I just got two plugs, and they're just like, are you kidding me, dude?
Yeah.
Like,
nice.
That's the greatest news we heard all night. We thought they're all like getting ready, like, all right, what do you have?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, nope, we're good tonight. Two plugs. Yeah, just like a DJ turntable or something. Just plug me in and I'll take care of the rest.
Nice.
But that also creates a lot of, the one thing that creates is, you know, obviously I'm running my own sound live, so it's kind of hard to, you know, if something's going wrong while I'm playing, fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Which especially, it's just my vocals that, you know, feedback with the mic and stuff, that's still something I'm working on right now, but it's definitely gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
It's usually when it's on those, like, if I'm, you know, not all the time, is usually like someone who's having my vocal effects on, like, you know, like a Function One speaker system where it's like super loud, and so it's kind of hard to, like, you know, match with that while not getting, you know, because it's really loud system, but you know I'm trying not to have all my system feedback into, you know, those big speakers so much, because they're really just made for, you know, DJs to set up and not really have like a live setup on them.
Yeah.
So it's definitely different. Every place is a different setup, so that's definitely a battle.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the live show, you do have a date coming up a little later in the summer, but July 27th and 28th, you're playing both days, right?
Yep. It's actually on both on Saturday. Some secret information,
okay.
But I'm playing the Sunrise.
Exclusive.
So yeah, exclusive information, which is Sunrise Saturday, and then the same day I'm playing Sunset.
Okay.
So I'm bringing in the day and then closing it out as well.
All right. And this is the Lighting of the Moon.
The Lighting of the Moon. Yep. Eric Noble's new festival. It's gonna be amazing because they're bringing that Hennessy sound system, which I just played at 2720 in Cherokee with Caspa and Ill Gates. And the system is just bumping. Spankalicious bought the system with that's dope records. And yeah, it's cool. It sounds really good. And Downright Entertainment, Unknown Frequency, they brought all that to St. Louis, which was, we definitely needed that. So
yeah, man.
It's a big speaker system and it sounds really good. So I'm excited. I'm gonna probably do a Lucidoro set as the sunrise. So it's kind of more trippy vibes in the morning, because it's gonna be like 4:30 to 6 or something. And then I'm gonna get a little day nap in there, then we're gonna ramp it up at, and I'm right at sunset. That's probably gonna be a DJ set, and I'm just gonna tear up the vinyls, close it out with a bang.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, you got Drop Jaw is gonna be there too, and Lexus Tucci, and
yep, the whole crew is gonna be there.
Yeah, a bunch of my friends. So, yeah, check that out. Again, it's July 27th and 28th. Pre-party on the 26th if you make it out, and that's gonna be New Haven Event Park in Ava, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And it says here tickets available at lightingofthemoon.com. Yep. So I got I'll link all the details on the website, and of course I'm sure you'll find everything at lucidalia.com as well.
Lucidalia.
Yeah. But yeah, man, this is so keep an eye out for Hustler coming this summer, and then City of Dunes shortly after that. But you were saying that with City of Dunes and kind of and everything kind of gearing up, like you want to put together a big tour for hopefully.
Yeah, so I'm working on putting together, you know, depending on what, you know, how Hustler, whenever that gets done, I really want to, you know, have my tour theme that I'm planning for is a City of Dunes tour in fall. So, and that's what I'm kind of aiming for as my next big move, yeah, as of traveling wise and stuff. So that's what I'm kind of preparing all summer for, and seeing where we can get with that. But
yeah, I am. Sounds awesome, man. Like I think it'd be,
it
I think
sounds it, awesome. Yeah. So we're gonna try to put that in motion.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun, I think, just to get out there and rocking the crowds and
winging it. Yeah, just straight winging it the whole time, every set.
Yep. flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah. So just hanging off for dear life. Like, please, God, just get me through this one. Please. Everyone.
You can also keep up with everything Lucid at Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yep. Lucid Music on Instagram, Lucid Music on Facebook, and that's about it. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm pumped. I'm excited to see what happens with this comic and all this stuff. I mean,
I'm excited for that. So
all the things you're working on, man. It's just
that's gonna be something new. I'm excited to bring in some new kind of factors going in involving the album. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, man. It's just fun that we have all this at our disposal. We'll be able to do, yeah, you know, whatever. Just, I mean,
do whatever.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, that sounds like a fun idea. I'll do that.
Yeah, and why
it's like,
not? Yeah. I have not really seen anybody else do it. Why not? Let's start something new.
my buddy Nick. He's a Nick Vatterott comic, and he told me a story about like when he was getting ready to put his record out. He put it out on Comedy Central Records, and they weren't gonna do a physical release for it, so he's like trying to think of different ways to have merch on the table but not, you know, have a download card or whatever. And he's like, so he had an idea, like, what about a flip book, you know, like mm-hmm. Just like a little something. And he had this idea for like on the cover was like a pinball machine kind of thing, like where his face was up at the top and yeah, like his arm were the flappers and kind of thing. So he was telling me this whole story about like that he had this idea of like making that a flip book, and he had a real hard time like articulating it to Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. So he like went and got like a giant sheet of like construction paper and like shoved his head through it and put his arms out, you know, all through it, and like and totally like animated it himself. And then that's exactly what they did. They took that and then they made that the flip book, and then on the back of it or something they put like the download code. So he was selling those at his merch table, and like I was like, that's just a cool idea, man. You can make anything, really. Like you got a fun idea.
You just gotta do it.
Yeah.
You just gotta say fuck what anybody thinks. Just right. Do it.
Yeah, man. So it's and that's like, I mean, everybody's kind of like, we're all, you know, in that same boat right now. Everybody's trying to figure out, you know, whatever it is. What I mean, how can you sell music and stuff, whether, you know, and different stuff. So I think, but if you can create a story with all through your music and sell a comic book to go with it, man, I think that's an awesome thing. So
why not? Yeah. Why not try it? So
yeah,
that's where we're at now.
Right. But yeah, so keep an eye out for all that. Again, big things happening for the summer. We got, like I said, the big party in July. Lighting of the Moon, lightingofthemoon.com for tickets. Come out and party with Lucid and all the friends, everything, man. So
probably not going to sleep the whole weekend. So
keep the party going, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Always.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate you doing this again, man.
Hey, yeah, you as well. Thank you for having me catching up. So. I love coming out. So I appreciate Rock Paper Podcast.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you, man. All right, I'll see you soon.
Cool.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.